Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting, continuing the How To Podcast series of podcasts here on Sex and Podcasting. This one's about microphones. A really important component of the podcasting deal is the microphone. It's kind of like speakers in reverse. You know, if you've got a great stereo and terrible speakers, it's going to sound rotten, right? If you have not so great stuff, but great speakers, it's going to sound pretty good. Well, microphones are sort of the same deal. All the other plumbing for podcasting can be pretty crummy. And if you have a good mic, the podcast is going to sound okay. So it's worth a whole episode just to talk a little bit about mics. I'm going to presume that you don't have a mic. If you do have a microphone already, I wouldn't go out and buy a new one yet. Wait till you see if you like this stuff and have fun at it and stuff, and then if you do, then go off and buy this microphone. But if you've already got one, it's going to work fine for this sort of learning thing. Even the one in your laptop will work okay. But let's presume you don't have a mic and you want to tag along on this journey with me. Well, I think what we do is we set you a budget and we say no more than $25 for this project. And for $25, you can go to any of the sort of geek toy stores, you know, Best Buy or Radio Shack or, Sam's or whatever. And for $25, you're going to get a pretty good mic. It's going to be called a dynamic mic. There's two kinds of mics. One's called the dynamic. That's the kind that most of the less expensive and more durable mics are. And then the fancier, less durable mics are called condenser mics. There's a lot of geek stuff behind all that I'm not sure I can fit into 5 minutes. But for $25, you're going to wind up with a dynamic mic. And when you go to buy this thing, also buy one that's called unidirectional. Uni means one, so single directional mic. The reason that those are nice is because you, like me, are probably making your podcasts in places with a lot of background noise. And if you have what's called an omnidirectional mic, it picks stuff up in all directions, you're going to get all the background noise too. And a unidirectional mic will be nice because it'll block a lot of that out. It won't make it all go away, but it'll help a lot. So off you go to the store and you find a $20 mic. A good example, Audio-Technica makes a nice $20 mic. And in fact, if you want to hear what a podcast sounds like when it's made with that kind of a microphone, you can scroll back a few notches in my rotation to the show that's called Welcome iTunes People, because I got so excited about that one that I recorded it on the couch at home with the $20 mic because I was just in a huge hurry and didn't want to wait. And it doesn't sound bad. It's not as clean as this one. This one has a lot of echo in it because I'm in a great big lively room and I'm sitting fairly far away from the mic and letting the room echo come in. Some people like that, some people don't. Some people add it on later, and that's called sweetening. And in a later show I'll tell you how you can do that. But anyway, that's kind of the $20 mic thing, and they'll be great. You'll love it. And, if you don't want to buy one, maybe a friend has one. Then, if you want to go up a notch, the big transition that will help the sound a lot is going to a condenser mic. This is a condenser mic that I'm talking into now. And the sound quality is much better. There's a lot better high-frequency response. I can be much further away from the microphone and have it still pick me up. Studios use condenser mics almost exclusively when they're recording studio songs. On the other hand, live performers, musicians, generally when they're singing, especially use dynamic mics because they want to be right on top of the microphone and they're going to bang it around. The condenser mic's going to die under that kind of punishment. It's never going to survive. But anyway, if you want to try out condenser mics, I've got a pair of MXL 2001s here that are pretty capable. You know, they compete pretty nicely with much more expensive mics, and they only cost about $100 each. So there's a tip on some not-too-expensive condenser mics if you want to try that. Anyway, that's kind of a little ramble about microphones. If you really want to go crazy, you could spend $14,000 on a pair of Neumann Solution DSs, I suppose, but I wouldn't recommend it. However, the people who made this recording probably did use Neumann mics. This is Babylon Sisters by Steely Dan. And I decided I'd just stick a really beautifully produced piece of music in here. There's no background noise. There's no breakup. There's no nothing. These are amazing recordings that Steely Dan does. And it's one of the reasons that they're so listenable. The little bits of distortion and background noise are very fatiguing to listen to for a long time. And that's one of the reasons that certain recordings you don't like as well. You may not hear it for real, but your subconscious hears it. And it gets tired of listening to bad recordings. Well, this one's a good one. So here's Steely Dan, and I'll be back after it's over to wrap things up. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.